Renegade Broadcasting, hard-hitting talk radio. Welcome to the Renegade Roundtable. Thank you so much for joining us here. I have with me Sinead. She is the founder of HeathenHerbs.com. She is a presenter here on the network.
In case people didn't know that.
She writes articles once in a while for Renegade Tribune. She should do it more, but she's busy.
You should give me more time to do it.
Yep. I give you a lot of time for
you write your articles in the morning.
Yeah.
When I'm running around like crazy.
Yeah, it really makes it difficult to get anything done when you have a super high energy son who demands so much attention.
He doesn't allow us to talk to each other.
Oh, yeah.
He gets very upset. Stop talking! Or, you know, he has to join the conversation, which is funny.
He goes on and on and on with his talking. He wants to be the center of all attention. Well, since I brought up Heathen Herbs, and you are the founder, I wanted to get this out of the way up front, see what the updates are.
Okay. We have more lemon and ginger shrubs. This time I used distilled organic white vinegar instead of the white wine vinegar. And I think it tastes even better. So for those of you that don't know what shrubs are, it's basically like a vinegar syrup kind of preserve of the fruit and the ginger. And you can add it to club soda. You can add it to cocktails. You can, you know, have it as a replacement for other flavorings in cooking. So, yeah, you can get some of that. I think I'm going to put it on sale, too. And then we have the anti-aging face serum that's available now, which I really like. I've been using it in place of the moisturizer. So it's golden jojoba oil, lotus flower extract, rosehip seed oil, vitamin E, patchouli, and lavender essential oils. And the soaps are curing. They should be ready, you know, like 2 weeks or so. And then I'll probably do another scent after that. That's pretty much it.
All right.
Yeah. And we should be able to offer CBD and kava this month, right?
Yeah, coming up in September. I think probably tomorrow. I'll have to check with the guy who does the.
I hope so, because I have so much CBD that I haven't been able to move. It's awful. I bought all this CBD and then, you can't sell it anymore. And I have a ton of kava, so.
Yeah, I think that was the excuse that was used to kick us off of some payment process
or whatever one we were on. Yeah.
Yeah, at that point it was Square.
Oh, yeah.
Deleted us both on the same day. But I wasn't selling any CBD on my Square account.
Yeah, they just...
And they nixed them. Actually, it wasn't the same day. Stripe did it on the same day. They did us maybe a couple days apart on Square.
Yeah, and Subscribestar has just been giving me the runaround, so I'm like, screw it. You know, we were thinking if we could get that Subscribestar thing to work, it would be nice to offer, like, premium content, you know, doing videos on self-defense or... exercise or cooking and stuff like that.
We could just sell them.
We'd have to justify setting aside the time, you know.
We can sell them virtually.
I was thinking even herbs. Too, it could be interesting, like, if people, you know, I'm not 100% an expert, but I just know from myself, I could, you know, develop meal plans or workout plans if anybody was interested in that, interested in, you know, paying for, like, personal training. I'd be totally down to do that. I just, you know, I wish I could do everything for free, but I have to set aside the time, so I have to justify it by, you know.
Seriously, just taking a 30-minute block of time out of our day.
It's rough.
It's hard.
We can't even have, like, a social life, really, because not that we would, anyways.
I try to get a whole lot of stuff done during the day, simply so that I can work on paintings at night while one of the shows is on, and then afterwards, maybe until 11 p.m., I'll be in there painting. And I don't mind doing this. I like, you know, listening to things and putting on some YouTube videos where you don't really have to watch and going and doing the painting. But it's tough. I do a lot of my work at night. So and in the morning, as you mentioned. So it's just tough to find the time to get everything done. And around the house here, we have so much that is going on. Yeah. So much that
especially with this, you know, hurricane that might come, that's, you know, now possibly not coming. I mean, it's just such a mess. Everything's already sold out, and then it's like, oh yeah, no, it's actually not coming.
So yeah,
it's ridiculous.
People up in Georgia and the
North
Carolinas,
yeah,
South Carolina too.
South Carolina.
They gotta worry about this now.
Yeah, they gotta go buy a bunch of crap. Spend your money.
Afraid.
Yeah.
I always think it's so ridiculous how many days out where they really don't know where the storm's going to hit, how strong it's going to be.
State of emergency.
You got to evacuate some mandatory
They're evacuating Brevard County. Isn't that where one of the fake school shootings was? No, that was Broward.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Sheriff Israel.
Yeah, Sheriff Israel. They're evacuating that county as of 8 a.m. tomorrow, and the storm could potentially not hit. I mean, I feel like a lot of this is an exercise.
We'll still get the effects of the storm here.
But not. It's not going to make landfall. Inland. We'll get the bands, like outer bands.
It still might make landfall. They have
one
or two models that have it going across Florida. But, yeah, they were saying for the longest time, you know, for days here, that it's going to be a Cat 4, maybe even a Cat 5.
175 mile per hour winds.
Making landfall, just ravaging Florida. Yeah. And so people have been going out, buying all sorts of supplies. It's been a big boon for the oil industry with all the gas that... I mean, these gas stations around here...
sold out.
They're all sold out. I don't know what you're supposed to do if you're working this weekend and you've run out of gas.
Yep.
If you're running on empty,
There were scenes down south, because I think more people are worried down in the Miami area. People's cars were just stuck at the gas station because they had ran out of gas, and they would leave a note saying, like, please call me when there's more gas.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And, apparently law enforcement are escorting, you know, the fuel trucks down here. Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, sure. Do you really need a police escort for these fuel trucks? What's going to happen? Are bandits on the highway just going to... Going to stop them?
Well, maybe so they could go faster. I don't know. Like,
maybe
get
that's
down
it.
Here a
yeah.
little bit faster.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It just seems ridiculous already that they would declare a state of emergency before they even know. I mean, you could just say, hey, there's a potential hurricane coming, you know, get ready. But I'm such an anxious person that I was ready like a long time ago. I had gotten gas a while ago because I didn't want to be, you know, caught without any of that stuff and scrambling to get it.
Yep. But still, a couple days ago, I filled up the car, and it was
already selling out.
Yeah, one of the stations was already sold out. I had to wait in the line.
They were putting limits.
Yeah.
Some people said they could only get $12 worth of gas. It's like, whoa, okay, that's not going to get me very far, especially if you have to go pick up your kids, you got to go to work, you got to go to the store. So, yeah, it's a great way for these businesses to make a bunch of money, that's for sure. Walmart, Publix.
The last time we were hit by a pretty big hurricane was Irma.
Yep, 2 years ago.
And when Irma came and hit, and it hit pretty hard. I had to replace some shingles up on the roof, quite a few. I had to work on the fence. It caused some damage.
And we didn't even get hit the hardest. We were just in the outer bands.
Yeah.
It really hit the West Coast bad.
And
destroyed stuff.
Right before that that came and hit, I actually did a show on weather modification, weather warfare, full 2 hours. And what was really crazy was right as soon as I was done, at 10 p.m., the power went out here. So I didn't even get to upload the show.
Crazy.
So that people could listen to it. But right as soon as I was done with that show, bam. What I mentioned during that show was how it seemed related that this movie, It, you know, the first installment of Stephen King's Killer Clown Thriller, that it came out right before the big hurricane was going to hit, because it's all about fear. And even Drudge had labeled the storm It, you know, a big image of Irma with It underneath it. And the movie has, at the beginning, this boy, Georgie. This is from the story.
Boy Georgie.
Yeah, who's racing his little paper boat down the gutter or whatever, and that goes into the drainage system, you know, the sewers, and there's a killer clown down there who abducts little Georgie, and it's raining out. You know, he's in his coat, so it's about inclement weather, and it's this guy lives in the sewer system, so. There seemed to be something to it, and it feeds off of fear.
Well, then, and you have the whole, you brought up to me Dorian Gray, right. That vampire.
Yeah, we'll get to that in just 1 second. What's interesting is now It 2 is coming out in, next week?
Yeah, so it's around the same time.
The bloodiest scene ever in movies, supposedly. Really? Yeah, they have the most fake blood.
I can't even imagine. I mean, the gore that I saw growing up in just your average movie, I can't imagine how much worse it's gotten. I don't think I could handle seeing any of that. It would really scare me.
Yeah.
Even if it's fake, it's disgusting.
It's going to have to be a lot of blood to top The Shining, and that's probably not even the bloodiest.
There's even a creepier horror movie that is like Roses or something. I forget it. It's like a Japanese, or maybe, I don't know, some Asians that made it. And Ashes Henry, you know, the clown face of GDL, like the boobs that are always spilling out. She had uploaded scenes from that movie on her channel, and I had never seen something so disturbing. They made a fake body because this guy's like cutting her legs off, and I think there's cannibalism, and this, people love this. It has like a cult following.
So Ashes is a big fan of this.
Yeah, well, when I commented, when I still had a YouTube, I was like, oh, cool, I'm glad you're uploading some, you know, sacrifice videos, you psycho. And she was like, well, no, this film was about Jewish doctors or something that were hurting the locals. So I was just uploading, you know, video to expose that. Like, yeah, okay, no. The fact that you even know what this movie is just scary. I've never come across such things. Maybe because I don't go looking for them? I don't know. It was terrifying to see.
You said it was Japanese?
I think it was there were some Asians. If you look up, like, Roses, that's in the title.
How can you not tell the difference between the different Asian
I don't know. There's some Ching Chong Wing Wong, so I'm just kidding.
I think one of the last ones I actually saw was a while ago from Japan was Suicide Circle. And it was
that
about...
sounds familiar.
It was about all of these young teens and whatever who were committing suicide, basically seemingly for no reason. It seemed to be some kind of conspiracy behind it. And actually, I'm pretty sure that the film that might have inspired The Hunger Games or had the same premise that came out of Japan as well, where it was these school children who were forced to take part in a Hunger Games type scenario.
Jeez,
so that came out of Japan. Yeah, post-World War II Japan is not... It might not be as degenerate and as overrun...
But it's
as
degenerate.
...as the United States.
Especially in the cities.
Oh, yeah, it is degenerate.
A lot of pedophilia.
The men are very emasculated.
Very autistic. Like, they have relationships with little, like, programs on their phone. Not even a robot. Like, chatbots.
Yeah.
Or, like, their girlfriends. Little anime characters and stuff.
It is no longer the samurai culture.
No.
As much as people want to fetishize,
yeah, they love Japan. Their, like Jim, remember with his Aryan Asians that he loved so much.
Yep. Okay, so let's talk about Dorian. Why is this storm named Dorian? Dorian Gray.
Should have been Dora, like Dora the Explorer.
Well, the sky is going to be gray with Dorian. Now, yeah. Dorian Gray. It was a story that was written by Oscar Wilde, and Oscar Wilde was a homosexual. Was he mainly just a poet? I think this was his only novel. He was a satirist. He broke the norms. You know, the first publishing of this, I think it was 1890, The Picture of Dorian Gray. And it was originally, it had to be kind of censored, you know, toned down a bit because it was just too, there was too much debauchery or, you know, very risque for the times. Mm-hmm. Obviously, would be nothing of the sort for now, yeah. these times. Now, I think the original version was released maybe a year or two later. The picture of Dorian Gray details the experiences of this man who is very beautiful, a very handsome man. I wonder why a homosexual like Oscar Wilde would write a story about a...
He was so hot.
He's so hot. So he had his picture painted, and he just loved it so much. He loves the way that he looks. Hot. Yeah, he's like, oh my God, look at him, so hot. And he wanted to stay that way forever, wanted to be young forever. Just that's the dream of the vampire, right? So he offers to sell his soul. He sells his soul to remain young forever, and in... The bargain essentially amounts to his physical body will maintain its youth and beauty through the years, but the painting actually will show all the signs of age and all the sins that he commits. And in the course of some decades where he goes about and just lives the high life, very hedonistic, debauched, the painting just becomes old and just grotesque. Because he ends up murdering a few people, definitely breaking some young girls' hearts, and they'll age, and he just gets, you know, he stays the same. I think he was introduced to this way of life, this hedonistic thinking, from some kind of aristocratic man who just said that that's the purpose in life, is just all, you know, all the sensual pleasure. And eventually he tries to reform himself and be a better person so that his painting will revert. But, of course, he's doing it for the wrong reasons, so the painting just even becomes more grotesque. And so eventually what he does is he stabs the painting to try to rid himself of this kind of dark mirror, if you will, a black mirror of himself, of his soul. And in doing so, what happens is he actually... Well, they find him later, Dorian Gray. They find him with a knife in his own chest. He tried to stab the painting, but he's, I guess, ends up stabbing himself.
Whoa,
but
so poetic.
But the painting, after he killed himself, reverted to its, you know, beautiful young state.
Interesting.
So I don't know why, or that they
Are you
chose
trying to
Dorian.
Say that we're going to turn into vampires.
No, I don't know why they chose Dorian as the name for this storm, but I think there could be a relation to Dorian Gray. That's the most famous Dorian that I know of. I don't know.
It's not a very common name.
What the significance of this all might be.
Yeah. And what happened to Erin? Is she out there still? Erin? Hurricane Erin? Or wasn't there some storm system named Erin? She would then be coming after Dorian because it's alphabetical, right?
I don't know exactly why.
Because I think they name storms now, even if it's not a hurricane. They just name them.
Maybe it was a tropical storm, Erin. I told you a cat would come out here.
No. Not right now, Molly. Molly. No.
You're so annoying with that meow.
She's so aggressive with her, like, attention seeking. She just, like, comes in and butts her head all intense. Meow! Bye. Go do something, Mau Mau. Ow! Don't bite my elbow! What the heck? Okay, you know, you're...
All right.
You're going.
I'm sneezing, too. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. It's Molly's fault. Molly, get out of here.
This just came out 3 days ago, so I guess Erin is... It was still doing something. Maybe
Erin's
it's coming...
tropical cyclone. It's probably going to follow.
Maybe it's coming next?
It's probably going to follow. Everyone was saying there's going to be, like, 12 hurricanes in a row,
Tropical storm Erin has weakened into post-tropical cyclone after originally weakening to a tropical depression on Wednesday. The storm is 225 miles east of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and is moving toward north-northeast near 15 miles per hour. So I don't think there's going to be much...
15 miles per hour? Yeah, we're good.
Doesn't seem like there's going
to
be much...
Unless she decides to get all pissed off again and start... Coming for us.
It looks like it might head up towards past Cape Cod up into Canada. And
go ahead.
Dorian, I think Florida might be spared quite a bit, but who knows? Dorian could cause some havoc across the East Coast.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep. You know, it's ridiculous just the amount of people that are trying to make money off this hurricane. Publix, which is like Florida's big supermarket, they are selling hurricane cakes. That, like, it looked like the radar version of Dorian, and it's like, go away, Dorian! Just thought that was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Man, our mics are all screwed up.
Yeah, I don't know why.
All right, well, it looks like we're back to
decent
volume now. Okay, so definitely people trying to make money off of the storm. It's another way to, I think, experiment with mass social control.
Yeah, to see, like, who responds to the evacuation orders.
Yeah.
How much do people believe the media? Do they actually go out and buy stuff? I'd say yes. I mean, Floridians are so used to this that as soon as they get a warning for a hurricane, they're like, all right, let's go get the stuff we need.
Or,
you know, and people, even though now they're saying that it might not hit, you know, as bad, people are still not trusting that. Like, okay, we'll see. We've got people boarded up already.
Yeah.
Kyle gets so mad when people put their boards up early.
And they leave them up for months,
I try to
too.
Tell him, like, you don't know. Maybe these people are elderly. Maybe their family can only do it that day.
Then
maybe
their family
they have to
sucks.
Work.
Their family
like, why
sucks.
Are their boards
well,
up?
Well, their family sucks because they're closing them in into a house where they don't have any
light coming in. Maybe they're not even home,
in.
Though, Kyle. They might not even be home. They might just have two homes. And so they're going and boarding that one up.
Well, they suck for having two
you're
homes.
So
then.
Judgmental.
Yeah, like you're not.
You are about the boards.
Yeah, I don't like them.
I know, they're ugly. It makes everything look really creepy.
Why are you in here?
Okay, she's getting kicked out. Bye. Sorry.
Okay.
You're too aggressive.
So, we have Dorian and the fear-mongering, and it's just so incredible that every single time a big storm comes, it could be the biggest one
you're
ever.
You're gonna die.
Remember 30 years ago when a big storm came, it just killed and everyone devastated the place? Remember that? Be afraid.
Yeah.
Be very afraid.
Yeah.
Worst ever.
Yeah.
But now, there is some predictive programming that came out not too long ago. Was it called Slither? No, that was a different one. I think it's called Crawl.
I've never heard of that one, actually.
Yeah, it's about, let me see here. Yep, 2019 film. And it's about a big storm coming and hitting Florida.
There's been so many. Remember Geostorm? Wasn't that about hitting Florida as well?
I don't know if Florida was necessarily...
I know it was, because I remember people
saying
that it was so badly done that they were like, let's go get on Interstate 4. Nobody talks like that here that'd say I-4.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
It didn't even make it feel like Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and of course that movie is all about engineering the weather,
mm-hmm.
and the government had been doing it for good, meaning that, you know, they had steered these storms.
Oh, thank you, government.
Away from hitting us.
So nice of them.
And then all of a sudden, the system got hijacked by some evildoers who wanted
Ooh.
To, you know,
the bad guys.
Further their plans, their evil takeover of the world. And eventually they got stopped, but not until they killed a bunch of people, froze some, you know.
Had to have some epic
some tidal
CGI
waves
scenes.
And,
yeah.
So,
I heard it
fire
was so
nados.
Bad.
They had a lot of fire nados in it. And then we saw a bunch of fire nados last year.
Yep.
Now, this movie, Crawl, let me tell you the storyline, according to IMDb. Against all logic, the competitive swimmer, Haley, drives into the mouth of a furiously destructive Category 5 hurricane on a collision course with her hometown of Florida to check in on her estranged father, Dave. There, in their weather-beaten house amid a rapidly sinking and alligator-infested town, Haley and her father find themselves trapped in the labyrinthian, whatever, mess of their flooded crawl space.
Oh my god, this sounds awful.
Where a merciless pair of 6-meter predators... 6 meters? Jeez. Predators is silently stalking them.
I don't think they get that big up here, do they? Well, it could be
18-foot crocs?
Maybe down south more.
Well, I mean, it would be gators. Okay, so do they say gators?
Yeah, it wouldn't be crocs.
I don't even think that...
gators get that big?
No.
It doesn't matter.
Foot?
It's college.
Anyway, yeah. They don't even mention what kind of species it is. It's just 6-meter predators silently stalking them. Now, as Haley and Dave are gasping for air in the claustrophobic basement, only their will to survive can help them stand a chance against the scaly adversaries.
No
powerful
one has a
jaws.
Basement in Florida.
Crawl space.
Oh, okay.
Can they escape without getting eaten alive?
Oh my god, that's honestly something that really scares me about flooding is, like, you know, if you have to cut through your roof. And that's why I have a survival axe. I legit have a survival axe in case you have to, like, break through a wall or something.
Yeah,
the roof.
I would just say we go out the back door and go up under the roof.
But how do you have to take off the boards and everything?
Yeah.
Crazy. Whatever. I've seriously gone over these scenarios in my head. I'm not
planning on chopping through our roof.
Well, if it's necessary, we have an axe, okay? We have a survival axe, so you're welcome.
Well, the good thing is we
now
do...
Now we just need a raft.
We do have those little spaces in our house that, you know, because we have the vaulted kind of ceilings, we have a one-story here, but in the inside, the ceilings go up, so it's a little bit higher than just, you know, the claustrophobic 8-foot ceilings that some people have. And there are these kind of just weird spaces in two of the rooms.
Yeah, true.
Just little ledges.
Like these little nooks.
Yeah, so
they serve no purpose.
If it starts flooding, you know, real badly, we'll be up there. Yeah.
I'll blow up the pool float.
And I'll be just...
It has cup holders in it, too, so we can, like, crack a beer.
I'll be...
And just chill.
Chopping through the roof.
Yeah. It's gonna be wild. Well, if we do have... I'm gonna document the whole thing. I'm going to document the hurricane, the storm chase. What are the updates now?
Still the same models.
But the models, cone. There's one model that's so drastically different. It, like, comes in, sweeps across Florida, goes through central Florida, then goes out the other side. It looks nothing
and then,
like...
Then it comes back and goes across south Florida and then up the east coast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But all the other models look completely different. So we were thinking, well, that might be the right one.
With Irma... They were saying that
it's
could
come back.
It could come back and hit us again.
Yep. I remember that. I had just gotten home and it was like, well, everybody get prepared. Could be another hit. It's just insane.
I hate this. What is up with this? Volume.
It's very
now
weird.
Now it's high.
It's happening with this mic too.
Oh, it just takes, it's so annoying because I have to go in afterwards and then jack up the volume for certain sections. Okay, whatever. Whatever, the people don't need to know about this. I'll fix it in the post-production.
Yeah, and we could always just record on my new spiffy Mac next time.
Yeah. Just look, it like starts out strong and then it just peters away. Anyway, storm, yeah, we know that they engineer storms. And who knows, maybe Trump, because he didn't want Mar-a-Lago to get inundated, just had this storm steered.
Yeah.
What's crazy is that the technology to steer storms has been around for so very long that when a storm does strike, and when it seems anomalous, you have to wonder, is this being done intentionally?
Right.
Why aren't they steering these storms? Why aren't they doing the whole geostorm scenario where they're trying not to get this, you know, the country devastated by storms?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that necessarily the government should be involved in those things.
Right.
You know, because there could be
messing with nature.
There could
be
repercussions that, you know, are unforeseen. But at the same time, they have this technology. And it looks like they're using it nefariously, not for our own protection.
Oh, yeah. That's evident.
When they're chemtrailing like crazy, how can any weather be natural weather?
It's not. It hasn't been for a long time. For a very long time.
You know, the geostorm scenario actually makes a decent amount of sense because for a very long time, or at least, you know, over a decade, Florida was spared from...
Yeah, like 10 years.
From a lot of hurricanes.
And I think it was Matthew was the last really bad one. I had some family down here. I think they were without power for maybe 2 weeks or something. And, just nothing was open. It was really bad. With Irma, some people on the West Coast were without power for a month or maybe more. And it's so gross and hot and humid down here. Oh, my God. I don't know. I really don't want to lose power. I hate how hot and gross it is here.
Oh, yeah.
And gators.
It's already so hot and gross
here.
It's
so gross. It's nasty. It's supposed to rain for the next 2 days. So we'll see. We'll see. We keep putting off filling up the sandbags because it's such a pain in the ass and... You gotta, like, you know, fill them up, and then you might not even use them. You gotta empty them all. And at least we don't have to go looking far for sand. It's, like, it's just right there. Right outside our door. Everything is sand here, so we're good.
Yep. All right, so we have about half hour recorded so far. Do have some other things to talk about here. Just want to make sure that... Oh, I don't have way too much work to do post-production. Okay, the audio seems okay on this mic, so I'm just going to move this one over and we'll record on both. And what I wanted to talk about now was just some of the other news stories that are going on here. Of course, the top of Drudge is going to be all Storm.
Storm could spare direct hit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, good.
U.S. unleashes military to fight fake news disinformation. So they're now launching the U.S. military in a crusade against fake news, which basically is anything that calls out the Jews.
Yes. Thank you, military. You guys are truly heroes for doing this.
Yeah.
This thought that someone had in the comment section a while ago keeps going through my head. You know, he said something about, or maybe it was even from Brave New World or something, that they're afraid of their own military, like the United States military. That's why they keep them in all these foreign countries. You know, because the might of the military could easily, you know, just go against them.
Mm-hmm. Can you maybe come closer?
Okay. Yes.
See how much louder it is now?
Well, yeah. I mean, okay.
Yeah.
Like right on top of the mic.
Well, you were like, what?
I always talk that.
Well, you usually talk a lot louder, I guess.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So I do think that there is something to that, that perhaps they want the military as far away from the United States as possible, which leaves us open to all sorts of potential invasions, you know, Red
and
Dawn
foreign
scenarios.
Militaries or forces coming in. And,
yeah.
You know, so if our, you know, American military is over in another country, another one can come in, and what are they going to do about it? They can't just, like, come home.
Yeah.
They're stuck there, and they're away from their families. I mean, can you imagine that? It's just...
They've had joint exercises over in Israel with an American commander, I think it was a general, saying, you know, you have to be prepared to die, basically serving Israel under their command.
God. What do these military people have to know? I mean, I know not all of them are super, you know, interested in the goings-on of, like, who controls everything, but you'd think some of them would just start to catch on that, like, you know what, I think the ones that catch on end up killing themselves for the most part, or they just end up, you know, being depressed and having PTSD because they realize, I went through all that for nothing. For absolutely well, for something, but it benefited me and my family didn't at all. Did not.
Yeah, well, do you remember a few years ago, Russian troops were actually training on American soil.
Yes.
While they were, you know, basically hyping up all this anti-Russian sentiment, which just goes to show what a charade it all is. It's like the old Cold War days again.
Yes, and then you have your pootie-tards that are like, we want to be invaded by Russia. Come on, invade us. Russians are so awesome. Yeah. I have nothing against white Russian people, but it's who controls their country and ours. They don't like white people whatsoever. They could always use white people against another group of white people. They've done it in the past. They do it, continue to do it to this day. So it's not a good thing that, you know, if Russians are coming here and invading.
Well, the original Red Dawn, which was done in the 80s with Patrick Swayze and some others, it involved people crossing over the southern border, Mexicans and Cubans and, you know, commies coming over the southern border as potentially just disguised as refugees, I think. And, of course, there were Russians there commanding some of these armies. And just the occupation of America, of parts of America.
Yeah.
And then, actually, in the remake that they did, it was supposed to be communist Chinese. But then they had that changed because that's too offensive to China. And so,
China's not communist, guys.
So they changed it to North Korea. North Korea was the big boogeyman. The
boogeyman. Still is.
Yeah. And actually, you know, this upcoming, they have a new Top Gun movie.
Are you serious? Yeah, is it going to be just as gay? It better be.
Well, Tom Cruise is still in it. He's all old, you know, so it's, what, 30 years later?
Stupid.
Over 30 years later.
Is he still flying a plane?
Still a fighter pilot, which is completely unrealistic.
Yeah, that would never happen.
Yeah, they do not let old guys fly fighter planes, but he's just probably that good. But it looks like because there was a Chinese production company involved with the film, they actually changed the back of his bomber jacket, which had, what, Taiwan, the Taiwanese flag on there. And so had to nix that. Now, when people like Alex Jones say that the commie Chinese run Hollywood, there is some truth to China being involved with all their money, with all their resources in a lot of these films. But
you have a lot of everything over here.
A lot of everything. But you have to understand who's behind them, who's been behind them since the days of Mao.
Right. Who's behind them to this day.
Right. And who still is running Hollywood.
You just reminded me of something. I started watching a documentary. Apparently Obama had something to do with the production of this documentary. It's called American Factory, and it's about a car manufacturing town. It wasn't Flint. It was some other place that, you know, got shut down. But now the Chinese are coming in. They reopened it. And the Chinese and the Americans are working hand in hand. And it's just so glorious and wonderful. And it's just very concerning.
Mm-hmm.
Very concerning. Oh, yeah.
Speaking of how films relate to reality, look at this. We've got Andrudge about the storm. And then what's one of the pictures down there on the right, right next to it?
Let me see.
It's a killer clown. It's the Joker.
Oh, there it is.
Joaquin Phoenix's Joker.
Yeah.
I went mad transforming into Joker. Just as I said, a killer clown being associated with a big storm about to hit Florida. Just weird how they sync up like that.
It's very weird.
Now,
very weird.
I saw the trailer for this Joker movie. They have a new trailer out.
Oh, so Joaquin Phoenix plays the Joker?
Yes.
That's interesting. He'll probably wind up dead after. Well, like with Heath Ledger.
His brother's already dead.
Yeah.
Involved with Johnny Depp in the Viper Room.
Yeah.
That's a weird story there.
Yeah.
River Phoenix. Poor kid. And those guys were from the Children of God.
Yes, they were. Yeah. Just like, who's that other actress? Rose McGowan.
Rose, yeah. Now, well, I saw the trailer, as I was saying, for this, and he seems to be kind of the hero or anti-hero of this movie.
Okay.
It's just called Joker. And it's not part of, I think, the, you know, the typical Batman canon. It's a kind of
a different
Joker. He's a stand-up comedian.
But
he still has
the same kind of makeup. And
yeah, yeah. So, anyway, in this, he has a kind of a black love interest. It looks like he's kissing her at one point. So he's a new progressive Joker.
Awesome. Love it.
Harley Quinn was just way too white supremacist type of, you know, propaganda.
Oh, yeah. So, wow, she looks basically like an NS German woman. Harley Quinn. Oh, God, that's such a terrible aesthetic. It reminds me of that picture that Tabitha used for the Mind Control and Sexuality show with, like, all the little Care Bear hair clips on and the pink hair. And it's just sad. To me, they just look like broken children. It's just sad.
Did you see this headline? Teledildonics users sexually assaulted by hackers spying on sex.
Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Teledildonics. What? If you don't know what that is, you are way
like
behind the times.
Like a dildo that's controlled, like...
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's like that Zero Theorem movie where they put on those sex suits and they have virtual sex with
each
other.
Yeah, but, okay, wait, I'm so... I don't even want it.
People are getting sexually assaulted with their teledildonics by hackers.
So, the dildo, like, does its own thing?
I don't know the specifics. No, it's controlled over the internet so that, you know, let's say your husband's over in serving in the military in Afghanistan protecting poppy fields, and he wants
to... You can have virtual sex with your husband with the dildonic.
And if he comes back and he's injured, prosthetics. We got prosthetics for him.
Oh, my God. Okay, so now it's like the virtual sex stuff.
Yeah.
Now, and it's hacked. It's not like
it's being hacked.
It's not like the person could just, like, not use the thing. Like, they're stuck.
So it's sexual assault because it's being controlled by somebody else other than the person who's intended to control it.
This is crazy. This is normalizing the whole, like, you know, like rights for robots almost kind of thing. Or, like, you know, it's equating, like, this dildo with... I can't even wrap my head around this.
Are
this
robots
so
going
weird.
To have to consent at some point?
Yes. No, they're already... I've already seen news articles coming out about that. You know, like... Oh, gosh. Well, and then, I saw one coming out about these sex robots that are strangling people now, apparently.
Well, it said that they could. They could. You know, just one wrong line of code. Now, here's the thing. Instead of arguing about robot rights and all this, let's just ban them.
Get rid of them.
Yeah, let's just ban them.
Yeah, seriously. We don't need damn robots.
I'm not saying ban all automation.
But robots?
Ban humanoid robots,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Ban sex bots.
Yeah.
I'd say ban sex dolls.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just
disgusting.
If anybody doesn't like it, get out.
Freak out.
Get in the volcano.
That's right. You got two options. Hit the road, hit the volcano.
Seriously, I don't care about any of the arguments about, it does this or that. It helps people, not hurt children.
No. Nope, those people can actually just go in the volcano, and they won't hurt any more children. That works as well. This is just so bizarre. I just can't even wrap my head around it. I really can't.
You see the story about the child rapist who's being given a sex change courtesy to Idaho yes, taxpayers?
Yes.
Yeah.
I sure did. This is something that happens quite often. Remember the one back in Massachusetts?
Yeah.
And didn't what's his face that turned into a woman, Manning, Chelsea Manning, didn't he get the sex change in jail as well?
Yeah. So I'd assume.
Awesome. I don't know. Pay your taxes.
I don't know if there was actual surgery that was done. I think that thing still has a penis or did upon release. So it might have just done it itself, you know.
My heart just like, oh my god.
Oh, this is
people
this
that
is,
have children growing up in this, like.
Oh yeah, they gotta get them started on hormones early.
So I'm just talking about the normal ones. It's like, how do you even teach them? Like, that's a tranny, okay? We have to have like books. Here's what a tranny is. It's just crazy.
Demented killer clown looking freaks are now. It's now their right to go into bathrooms with little girls.
Haha.
Isn't that crazy?
It is. And most people won't even protest it. Not, I don't mean protest it as in like hold up a sign, but they won't even like care.
Get out. You know, tell them to get out. No, that's a hate crime.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my god.
Jack Dorsey of Twitter fame. He had his account hacked and he was spewing racism recently. You see that?
No.
He wrote nigger.
Oh.
It was really him. He's just pretending he didn't get hacked. I know he got hacked. He's just... It was him. He just wanted to... He's doing a little too much coke. Just wanted to express himself. Well, that just goes to show how easy it is to hack people these days. Yeah. I mean, sure, it could have been a pretty well-funded operation. It could even be a psyop. Who knows?
Yeah, I'd lean towards that.
But just nobody's information, nobody's accounts are really safe.
No.
It's just whether or not somebody cares enough to hack you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, Sinead, it's political season.
Oh, yeah.
Should we talk about the Dems?
Oh, those demon rats.
The demon rats.
We need some more base right-wing politicians like Salvini and who else? Boris Johnson. He's so charismatic. Such a beautiful man.
Did you see or listen to the Mike Adams, you know, the Health Ranger natural news?
I skimmed through it. What a...
Yeah, they're going to... The demon rats. And he's not just talking about the top political elite. The demon rats, just anybody who calls themselves a Democrat is a demon rat. They want to mass murder. They want to holocaust. He actually said holocaust.
Oh, 60 million
right-wingers 60 in America.
Million.
At least.
Are there even 60 million right-wingers in America?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
At least. So they're coming for you. So you gotta get to them first. You know, he said that what
gotta kill him.
The demon rats now are doing is like the rise of the Third Reich.
Oh yeah, all those pink-haired NS people. Gosh, they're so wearing their Hugo Boss outfits.
So, you gotta vote for Sheldon Adelson's boys, and then we'll be right on track.
Yeah.
It's just so crazy how Trump, Mike Adams, Alex Jones, they're all trying to paint the Democrats as literal Nazis.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
It's pretty funny. Funny.
You see this... un-PC Dior ad that just debuted.
Were there trannies in it? Or
No, it's...
Mixed races?
Nope. It's not PC because it's called Sauvage, like Savage,
like Savage
with a U. Sauvage. And, you know, it has Johnny Depp in it. He's the face of the campaign. But it also has, you know, Native American spirit dancers and all this other stuff. It's called Savage. Yeah, so that caused quite a fuss.
That's great.
Yeah, there was also a Mexican...
Not savages, okay?
There was a Mexican-themed campaign that was called politically insensitive or whatever, you know, because the face of it was Jennifer Lawrence. Something like that.
I just don't care.
And then, well, remember back in 2011 when that faggy guy who was their lead fashion designer...
Who's lead fashion designer?
Dior.
Oh.
What was his name?
Oh, who wore the dead white women on him?
No. This was the guy who was praising Hitler and spewing racist remarks. What was his name? I think you might remember when I get it for you. Oh, yeah. John Galliano.
Okay, that's him.
Yeah, he was on video saying, "I love Hitler," and making racist comments to diners in a Paris cafe.
Hmm. It's probably a fag.
Surprise you. Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure he might openly be. Definitely looks like one.
Yeah.
And if you're anywhere
near high fashion, you're a piece of shit. You hate women. That's for sure.
Oh, there's a new Lana Del Rey album out.
Oh, she's tranny supreme.
You know who that guy is next to her on this boat in the kind of classic Americana? It's like a Kennedy type of picture, you know? That's Jack Nicholson's son.
Oh, wow. Weird.
Kind of looks a little bit
like
him.
Yeah, it does.
Yep. Labeled folk surfer, folk surfer music, not
folk
sulfur.
Surfer.
Yeah, folk sulfur. Yep, sulfur music for surveillance generation.
For surveillance generation?
Yeah.
The hell does that mean?
There's a quote: "Not more liberal than Republican." Okay.
That's really deep.
Yeah.
That's deep.
So people love this one. It's a great breakthrough. Now, we've speculated that this is actually a guy.
Yeah, that's a dude. At least it's had plastic surgery. You could look at pictures, but like Lana Del Rey before plastic surgery, and the face is completely different.
Likely Jewish, regardless.
Yeah, probably had a nose job. All I can think about is the music video that was made with Lana in it, where she's being raped, and it's like done as some kind of artsy like thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's so artistic. It was disgusting and disturbing. And young girls are listening to this. They love Lana Del Rey. To me, it's like depressing heroin music. Her voice is like really whiny.
Yeah.
And it's so
depressing.
It's
called folk sulfur.
Shut up.
Okay, I can't say certain
phrases. Sulfur does smell bad, though, so that's fitting. But sulfur is actually, like, good for you, though, so. This stuff is not. Lainel Del Rey.
Yeah.
Well, think about it. Del Rey, the sun, anal, you know, they consider that, like, illumination,
well,
right? Sodomy.
Anus is an anagram for a sun.
Yeah.
Well.
Yep. So that's not her real name, that's for sure.
Anal of the sun.
Yep.
Or Ray, relating to just the king.
Uh-huh.
Of the king.
Yep. Wow, that's really, really breaking news we've got here.
Yeah.
It's really exciting.
There was a straight pride parade up in Boston.
Oh my god, they're such heroes.
Milo was supposed to actually speak at it.
That makes so much sense.
I don't think he
sense.
Did. So there are a bunch of counter-protesters. I guess between 100 and 200 people went out for the straight pride.
So stupid.
As a, you know, the pro-straight pride.
That's just dumb.
One of the signs I saw was, "Make normalcy normal again."
Oh god, that's just stupid.
Yeah, they shut down the whole of Emerson College for the day. Because
wow.
It was right by where the march was going on.
Wow, state of emergency.
Not a march, a parade. Excuse me.
Yeah, parade.
So, of course, they had to have a bunch of security in there on high alert.
Oh, my God.
Oh, big drug bust. Big drug bust. But you remember...
but probably not.
Remember the billion, billion plus was a couple... No, was it trillions? What was that? The shipping container. Remember that one?
No.
Not too long ago?
No.
I'll get information on that one, but this one, this drug bust was mainly fentanyl that was found, enough to kill 14 million people, a massive drug bust.
Jeez.
It's coming from China. And it's interesting that we got the trade war with China, and 14 million people, enough fentanyl to kill 14 million people coming in from China.
Crazy. Thanks, China.
And who's been running opioids from China since day one?
Jews. Sacklers.
Yeah. Sassoons.
Sassoons, sorry.
Yeah. Sacklers are the current day Sassoons. Now, so it was done in Virginia. It's called Operation Cookout. 35 people arrested, 4 others on the run. And let's see what they seized. Over 30 kilos of fentanyl, 30 kilos of heroin, 5 kilos of cocaine, and over $700,000. Largest drug takedown in Virginia in 15 years. So, yeah, that's kind of crazy. And if that's what they
probably
were able
to
catch...
just to make them look good.
So if that's what they caught, though, think how much it's gotten through.
Yeah, what do they
years.
Do with all that? You think they destroy it?
Well, the fentanyl.
I don't think so.
Okay, so why is... Are people actually taking fentanyl intentionally? Is it something that people buy and then they take a little bit?
Sometimes people do, yeah. Sometimes people do. They'll buy, like, fentanyl pops.
So they've got to be so careful with that. But yeah. What the big thing that kills people when they're taking heroin... I mean, there are many ways to kill yourself taking heroin.
Yeah.
But a lot of these people, the more experienced heroin addicts, the reason that they die is that they get something laced with fentanyl.
Yeah.
So this is being done intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
There was a book I read years ago about some evangelical preacher, a fictional story, who wanted to take out all the sinning druggies. And so, he laced a bunch of heroin.
Yeah, well, that's like the Charles Manson meme, where he's like dumping poison into the drug supply or something.
That's the Joker. Yeah. The original Batman.
Yeah.
Now, it wasn't into the drug supply. It was into the cosmetics and mm-hmm. things that everybody wears. Yeah. Brand X.
Mm-hmm.
You had to choose Joker brand.
Yeah.
Shipping container, cocaine, bust. I got to get the actual... $1.3 billion in cocaine.
That's crazy.
That was in July of this year.
That's probably just a fraction of what's coming into this country,
16 tons of cocaine.
Wow. Jeez.
And who was the ship owned by? It was a cargo ship owned by, was it J.P. Morgan?
Oh, yeah. Now I do remember this.
I think it was...
Yeah.
Maybe one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Jew banks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's great. We still got the opioid crisis going on.
Which we might go back to.
I think we should go back to it after this next section.
3.3, 3-3, or part 3-3 is pretty much done. We just need to both find the time to sit down and go over it one last time.
Is it 3-3?
No, I mean 3-2.
No.
Yeah, 3-2, sorry.
Yeah.
3-2. 3-3 will be next. But we're going to go back to the opioid one so I can get a break.
Yeah, well, we'll be on part 3 of the opioid documentary.
Yeah.
Part 2 was good.
Yeah.
Organized crime. Part 3 is going to be about the military, Air America and all that. And the Golden Triangle.
Wasn't Duke involved with Air America?
Duke claimed that he flew on Air America flights while they were dropping supplies in Laos, I think.
Mm, yeah. He was stationed in Laos for a while.
Yeah. He's doing midnight runs, he said.
Such a great guy.
Flying on CIA planes, yeah.
I hope you all have sent him all of your savings, okay? You better have sent him money, because he's going to be homeless, and he should not be homeless, but you should. So, send him your stuff. Sell your car. Sell your house.
Did you know that Sirhan Sirhan, the assassin of RFK, is actually... He's still in prison. I didn't know.
I thought he'd be dead.
I figured he was dead by now. The Palestinian who was, the patsy or mind-controlled mm-hmm. slave who carried out the assassination. I don't even know if he actually did it. Blame it on the Palestinians. Yeah, right. Okay. Just like how JFK's assassination was blamed on Lee Harvey Oswald. Okay, yeah. And all the Jews involved, like Jack Rubinstein, all that. But, all the Jews who made the movies to cover it up, like Arnon Milchan, the nuclear spy working for Israel, who's the Hollywood producer of movies like Fight Club, mm-hmm. and also Oliver Stone making JFK, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, Sirhan was just stabbed in prison, which is interesting.
Mm.
Just a little blip on the radar there.
Mm.
Let's see. There's a study about how the key to happiness is actually how close you live to nature.
Wow. Jeez. Wow, we need to do more research on that.
No, but seriously, I've published so many studies that
it's
just...
It's obvious.
Show even just by analyzing how much green spaces around where you live, how much better off your children will be, how much they'll flourish, how intelligent they'll be, how happy.
Yep.
No, let's all move to smart cities, though.
Oh, yeah.
We can see pictures of nature. It's kind of what we have right here in the studio is a big forest scene, big tapestry.
Yeah, so we don't feel like we're in a garage.
It looks nice, though.
Yeah, it is nice, the way the sun is hitting the trees.
Well, and if you can't have the real thing, sure, a facsimile will help.
Yeah.
There is there's some other stories here. Oh, they're moving on vaping. The CDC is moving on vaping.
Ban it?
Well, because one person died, and they say there are 200-plus cases of respiratory illness. Huh. But they still let people smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
You know, it is kind
of... Vaping? I mean, really?
What's kind of crazy is how effective the anti-smoking campaign has been over the years. I barely see people smoking.
I do.
Well...
I see a lot of people smoking.
In public places?
Yeah. At the beach, at the, you know, outside the grocery store. Okay.
Not nearly as much as when I was growing up, to be honest.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I see more people vaping now.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Shifting over to something else. And I don't think... Vaping probably isn't as bad, but it's still not good for you.
Yeah.
Especially putting all that vapor into your lungs, mm-hmm. all that water.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have... Well, not too many other stories that are... all that interesting, to be honest. Just a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
Really.
Another day of bullshit.
Oh, I'll probably mention this a little bit more tomorrow, go a little bit more in depth, but our good old friend, the rabbi from the Poway, the, yeah. you know, the synagogue powwow.
Yeah.
We'll just call it that. The powwow shooting.
Yes.
With John T. Ernest as the shooter.
Yeah.
The man's got a new finger.
It's a miracle.
He got his finger shot off.
It's a miracle.
It was insane. His finger was shot right off. And we know this because he was all bandaged up.
Yeah.
And we couldn't see the finger anymore. It was just missing. It was like it was not there or tucked into the bandages. Like he was just holding his finger down with some tape and bandages.
Yep.
And now he's got one that looks exactly like
the finger that was there before. It's a miracle.
I love how easy it is. Oh, look, I lost my finger. I'm going to give a... He gave a speech to the UN after that. Oh, look, the finger's gone.
It was terrible.
And then, you know, some months later, oh, I had a prosthetic made. So what they did...
There's no incision.
What they said they did was they had this prosthetic made that was an exact duplicate of his remaining... I think it was his ring finger. Oh, because
they collected the finger.
From the remaining one.
Oh.
You know, so I think it was their remaining ring finger.
Okay.
It's an exact duplicate. And this one is a prosthetic that, like, suctions on. And it looks exactly like the real thing. Same skin
and
color.
And it moves with the other fingers?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
I'm sure it does.
Because it's his real Because
it's his real freaking finger. Oh, but there's a great guy, and it was a prosthetic guy in Brooklyn who really helped him out.
That's wonderful.
They wouldn't lie about this stuff. He obviously had his fingers shot off by John T. Ernest before he turned himself in to the authorities.
It totally happened.
The authorities on himself. Where has the story about John T. Ernest gone?
Nowhere. Like,
why?
They just dropped it.
Dylan Stormroof was fake as hell, but they at least kind of followed up with that a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe because they just don't want people looking into it because it's just too obvious.
Is John T. Ernest going to resurface at some point? They still reference the powwow shooting.
Yeah.
In a big way.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's used as a big justification, but mm-hmm. we don't hear much about John T. Ernest.
No, we don't.
Oh, but that poor little Israeli that was... I think one person killed?
I don't even know. It was all so damn fake. It was ridiculous.
How dare you? Oh, the Navy is going to be recruiting using YouTube influencers now. Why aren't we getting some of that Navy money? We were influential on YouTube. We could sing a song about the Navy.
Yeah.
We. Meaning I'm going to sing in this one.
Oh, okay, good.
Because it's going to be kind of like the old Village
YMCA,
people.
Yeah.
Cool.
Which one are you going to be? Like the sailor or the worker guy?
I want the mustache. Yeah. Construction.
The construction guy.
I'm sure a few of them had. No, I'm going to be the American Indian. I'm gonna put on a spray tan. I'm gonna darken my hair to make it black.
Yeah, it's gonna be cool.
Maybe even put it up in a mohawk. In the Navy.
Oh, cool.
Sail the seven seas.
It's gonna be really good.
It's all about butt sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty sure all their songs are about butt sex.
Yep, probably.
But the YMCA one is the most...
Obviously about butt sex.
And it's not just about butt sex. What's it about?
Young man.
It's about pederasty.
Yeah.
Young man. Yeah. Talking about how they could come down to the YMCA to have a good time.
The Young Man's Christian Association.
Yeah. So why are these flaming homosexuals, the Village People, talking about how young men should come down to a certain place to have a good time.
They always play that song at weddings, too, which I find really ironic.
High school, middle school dances.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yay, it's the butt sex pederast song. Come on, guys, let's dance.
Well, somebody brought up the Macarena. La Macarena.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that about, like, a prostitute or something?
It was about some girl who was screwing multiple guys. And yeah. I forget what it was.
We're all, like, doing the Macarena as kids.
It was
yay!
Really degenerate, yeah.
This is such a great dance.
Yeah, something like running a train type of thing that, yeah.
Nice, cool.
Yeah, I remember dancing to that in middle school, but yep. We didn't know the language, so...
Right, it was all good.
I think that was kind of priming us for the Latin invasion.
Yes, definitely.
You know, of course, the literal Latin invasion, not from Rome or anything, south of the border. And just think about that term, too, the Latin invasion. It's not...
They're not Latin.
We call them Latinos.
Mexicans.
Yeah, mestizos. If we called it the mestizo invasion, I think of people... Well, most people wouldn't know what it was about, right. But maybe they'd start to find out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think the Macarena and was just, you know, to prime us for all these sexy Latino singers, Ricky Martin and Enrique Iglesias.
Yeah. Living La Vida Loca.
And Shakira.
Yeah.
The Nazi.
Yeah, that was weird how she sold that black stuff. That was ridiculous.
For her El Dorado tour.
Yeah.
And in the cover of that, she's like bathing in milk while she's got, you know, blonde hair and just completely whitened skin.
Which is very fake. She is she's not blonde.
No.
Not at all.
She wants to be an Aryan princess, okay?
Yeah, well, okay. Sure.
Transracial.
Sorry, Shakira.
No.
You're not white.
If what's her name? What's that woman's name? The one who went black was part of the...
Dolezal?
Yeah, Rachel Dolezal. If she can be a spicy... what are black women? Not spicy.
Soul sister.
Yeah, if she could be a soul sister...
Sassy.
That's the word.
Sassy soul sister.
then Shakira can be an Aryan princess.
You just reminded me of the Calvin Klein ad with the morbidly obese black woman. It's like this morbidly obese black woman in Calvin Klein bra and underwear, and it's like, I'm in my Calvins or something.
I speak my truth in my Calvins.
Yeah, I'll speak some truth that you're morbidly obese.
That was a huge billboard.
Yeah, it like filled up a whole entire building on the side, huge.
They're obviously not just seeking to make profits from their advertising.
No, this is social engineering.
I've said this for so long. These companies, if they actually wanted to make profits, if they were using their marketing effectively, they would never do any of this crap.
But they're getting money probably from other funding sources that they don't need to actually use their advertisement as a way to get more business if they're big enough, you know? Yeah. Now they'll be given the social engineering checklist that they have to have for their commercial, and if you meet that quota, then here you go, here's some money.
Well, and you know who's behind all these marketing agencies. If the companies themselves who are doing the marketing aren't Jewish...
Yeah.
Most of them probably are. You're going to have the marketing execs who are running their ad campaigns being Jewish.
Yep.
Almost certainly.
Yep.
Well, we've gone over an hour. Congratulations.
Wow, yay. How exciting.
Oh, guys.
So excited.
I'm sorry there wasn't, you know, more insightful material to deliver to you guys here tonight. But the roundtable is a time where we could go over what's happening in our current world.
A whole lot of nonsense.
Tomorrow I'll be talking a bit more about gaming, but more the history of games in general. At least for some of the show. And how Jews have really monopolized the board game. Yeah, Yahtzee is Jewish.
Yahtzee.
And there's, you know, in Scrabble you can't get a win with words like Jew. Or, I think you might be able to use
serious?
Jew. Kike, you can't use kike. You can't use a few other words.
That's hilarious.
Because
well,
Jews.
Now I want to play Scrabble and win with Kike.
I'm not going to allow it. That is not official. Even though it was in the dictionary. No. And Hasbro is a completely Jewish
Hasbro.
Company that has bought up everything. Yeah. It's Hasbro.
And Mattel, run by a Jew.
Yep. So that's something to look forward to here. Thank you, Sinead, for sitting out in this garage with me. It looks like we might not have to bring the chickens into our studio.
We
That's
hope
good.
Not. Who knows?
We weren't looking forward to that.
No.
Having to create a little temporary coop for them. A coop for their poop.
Our son is excited about it.
Oh, he's been looking forward to this for a long time.
He's like, are we gonna bring him in? The chicken's coming in? Can we get them diapers?
Chicken diapers.
Yeah, he just really wants...
No chicken diapers.
He really wants me to make chicken diapers.
He thinks it'd be funny.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk to you all again soon. Take care, everyone.
Good night.